Hey, welcome back to the Life Coach Launchpad. My name's BJ, and I'm here every week talking to you about all the online business things that, as it turns out, need to happen in order to have a successful life coaching business. I'm a business coach. I love to help life coaches make more money, get more clients, have more fun, and to do what they love to do, what they're meant to do, and that's coaching. So, let's dive right in. Have you ever heard of a quitiversary? Well, my 5-year quitiversary is coming up March 14th, Pi Day 3.14. And this episode is all about what I know now that I wish I knew then, because for 11 years, I was in corporate America. And this is my first time I'm going to say this, but I'll say it again. This is my disclaimer that there's nothing wrong with corporate America. It wasn't for me. It was a very good job. I was a manufacturing engineer for a big company, and I had a lot of responsibility. I was climbing the ranks. I started out at a decent salary and was climbing the ladder, but it wasn't for me. So every year about this time, I think about how far I've come in the last 5 years, because it took multiple years. I mean, I knew before I quit that I wasn't in the right place. And I've known for a long time that my passion is to help people grow businesses, start and grow businesses based off of things they're passionate about. But it did take some time for me to connect the dots between being passionate about your work and life coaches. It came together eventually, thankfully. But it did take some time. So there's two points that I'm talking about today, and one is going over the 10x rule. This was a book that I read while I was still working, and honestly, it didn't make any sense to me. I thought this guy's a jerk. It's written by Grant Cardone. I thought it's just this real estate guy telling me that everything's going to be really hard. So it almost sounds like you're screwed. Everything's going to be really hard, and just expect that and keep going. But really, I just Googled what the book was about. And there's two points. One is set your goals 10x higher than what you believe you can achieve. And number two is set your actions to be 10x more than what you think is necessary to achieve your goals. Now, really, all I remembered from the book is that some of the common mistakes that people make, and this is what I remembered, is that it will be 10 times more work than you think to accomplish your goals. And that's why you need to set your goals higher. Or it will take 10 times as long, or you need to work 10 times as hard. There will be adversity. And it's kind of funny that that's what I remember about the book, because that's very true. And it sounds like a bad thing. I mean, especially in business, it sounds like, oh, geez, how many social posts am I going to have to write? How many newsletters am I going to have to write to get all these clients that I want to have? But you can use it to your benefit. You can use it to train your brain. When things don't work out perfectly on the first try, well, it just means that to get the results you want, you just have to put in a little bit more effort. That 10x, from what I could tell, I don't think that he meant that 10x, 10 times to be an exact number, but expect things to be harder than you think. I am reminded of the quote that I haven't failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. It's the same thing that if you're getting crickets on your social posts, great. That's one way, one thing that's not working. Keep trying, keep iterating, keep trying to get in front of people who need your help a different way. Or more. Sometimes it's more often. Make more offers. And it'll be worth it. Because think about your big goals. I don't have to guess. You're interested in making money as a life coach. You want to serve those who need your help. You want to support your family. If you had to work a little bit harder and you end up at those goals, so what? So be it. Just because something's harder than expected, that doesn't mean, like for me, it doesn't mean that I don't want that result anymore. I just have to work a little bit harder or longer. And think about what it will be like when you get that goal. Say you meet your revenue, your profit target, and you're looking back, and it took more work than you thought. Was it worth it? Yeah, it just, it could feel, it feels like you're running uphill, spinning your wheels, but yeah, it's going to be 10 times harder than you thought. That doesn't mean that I regret the mini projects that I've had along the way. I had a YouTube channel, Process Engineer School. I've had another YouTube channel and blog, This Old Family Home, it's old home remodeling, the house that we're living in that I was doing the work in and blogging and vlogging about it. I've done some travel blogging, all things that are have contributed to the skills that I have. I just didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I hadn't honed in on what really brings me satisfaction and fulfillment. And if I had never done those things, then I probably still wouldn't know. They all added to my skills. It was worth it. I am the sum of all those parts. Yes, things can be hard. Set your goals high. Know that you can get all the clients that you want. You just have to keep finding new ways of making offers to those people who need your help. That's my point number one. That's the first thing that I think of when I think of back of what have I learned in the last 5 years. The second and last thing is about the power of habits. Get the right habits. When I started my self-improvement journey, which really was happening about the same time that I was starting my entrepreneurial journey, I'd heard about habits. I knew from an intellectual point of view that habits apparently help you get what you want. Good, very good. I thought it was more about making sure that you spent the right amount of time on all the things that needed to get done. I'm all about processes. I know that if I have this big goal, break it up into a certain number of hours per week, put that into hours per day, you'll get your goal. So that I thought that's what it was all about. Habits were all about. This was way back. This was even before I'd ever heard of thoughts create feelings, create actions. So now I love my morning routine and it was a little challenging for me to get into. I wasn't sure if it was right for me, but now I do a little bit of reading, exercising, and learning. I do have room to make it more closely reflect the teachings in the book that I'm reading called The 5 AM Club. I'm reading it for the second time now. It's by Robin Sharma. I've read another book by him, also awesome. But when you compare it to where I am now to 6 months ago, I am killing it. I've come a long way. When you make yourself do things that you don't want to do, but the things that you do will enjoy the results of, there's a part of your brain that makes that happen, and that part of your brain gets stronger. It's like a muscle. I know you've heard this. You probably tell your clients about this. You get better at making yourself do things that help you in the long run. I see benefits every day related to my body's physical performance, which comes from the exercise. I have a better mental outlook, like being positive, that comes from the reading positive things, and abilities in my business that come from learning. Those are obvious. I mean, that's like the project manager side of me. I know that if I spend time doing that, my skills in those areas will be building. But what I love even more is that the feeling of grit. I feel like I have grit. I have the ability to do things that take grit. I'm good at I and I like to do hard things. I look forward to my first Tough Mudder. It's coming up. It sounds more impressive than it is that I'm doing the short one. It's 3 to 5 miles, but it'll be fun. It'll be hard. It'll be fun. Sometimes making yourself work in your business can feel hard. I acknowledge the hardness. But I also know that I'm really good at doing tough things. There's nothing that will stop me from continuing. I will keep going. Of course, I have bad days. What I do is I think back to my other option, which is going back to corporate America or going back to where I was 5 years ago, and that is absolutely not an option. The flexibility, the rewards of being an entrepreneur are unparalleled. I'm helping a client who part of their messaging for their life planning business is that many of us have spent plenty of time vision planning and coming up with roadmaps at work. It's all that to satisfy, to help other people get to their visions. So why not do that for your own life? That's how I feel about business too. It feels so much more rewarding and planning and achieving your own business goals than someone else's. It's like the saying, Don't make $1 million for the money. Do it because of what you'll learn along the way. Now, I say that that's a saying. I swear I've heard it before, but I Googled that and nothing came up, and Google can almost always get me to where I'm, what I'm trying to find, and nothing even remotely came up. But I do believe that, yes, it is great to have earned $1 million, but also what you have to go through to get there changes you for the better. The confidence that comes from being able to make money, especially from doing what you're passionate about, is worth it alone. Of course, we need money to survive, but the feeling of being able to build a business helping people is equally as valuable. That's my point number two, the power of habits. If you need any help implementing habits, understanding the 10X rule, let me know. I'll talk to you next week.